Current state on 90.5 WKAR, I'm Mark Bayshore. The senseless tragedies that took place last year at a Colorado movie theater and at a Connecticut elementary school brought renewed focus to the national debate over gun control. It's a thorny issue that impacts everything from constitutional rights to mental health care. Every year, the Ingham County Sheriff's Department invites members of the media to take part in a short hands-on lesson in firearm safety. The program goes beyond simply teaching reporters how to fire a weapon, and as current state's Kevin Lavery reports, it also provides a glimpse into the emotions faced by those who carry in the name of the law.
I didn't grow up around guns. It just wasn't a part of my family culture. I made it from birth through my senior year, never picking up anything stronger than a squirt pistol. After high school, I joined the Navy to become a journalist. On my last hitch in Japan, I joined the base Auxiliary Security Force, which essentially meant that I was an overnight road patrolman. A few nights a month, I'd ride in the cruiser, escorting inebriated sailors back to their ships. But what I remember the most was the days when we'd go to the firing range. That's where I first began to learn what real police officers are thinking and feeling whenever they squeeze the trigger. Fast forward 20 years. I haven't fired a gun since, but now I'm listening as Ingham County Deputy Sheriff James Every brings it all back for me.
This is a 40 caliber 226 six-hour pistol. The big thing about this gun here is that there's no safety on this gun. The safety on this gun is our finger. Okay, our finger's outside the trigger guard, up on the side of the rail here until we're ready to shoot.
I don the required glasses and earplugs. Every signals us to the mark.
Step into your bay when you're ready.
I am ready, but I'm nervous. I can see my old instructor, a Marine gunnery sergeant, telling me in less than polite terms about always pointing my weapon downrange. I can hear him repeat a sobering command. Never let the muzzle of your gun cover anything that you're not willing to destroy, even a paper target. Four of us step up to the line. It's go time.
10 rounds on the X at your leisure, okay? The line is hot. Go ahead.
Every recoil is a palm-sized explosion. The jolt surprises me every time. The brass shells bounce off my arms and chest. I can't see the bullseye as clearly as I could in my sailor days. 10 rounds and it's over. The target glides back to me. Most of the shots are left of center, with a couple of stray hits high and low. I'm floored to see two in the bullseye adorned with an X. Not the best score, but not the worst either. What's more interesting to me is the looks on the faces of my fellow reporters. The first-timers are easy to spot. Deputy James Every says the emotional state of the participants is a big part of this exercise.
We see a lot of tension, anxiety, a lot of buildup of fear, what's going to happen here, I'm not sure, the unknown. So that's actually what we want the public to be aware of. Hey, there is a lot of fear and panic that could happen right here in a shootout situation that involves firearms. So I guess it's the media's job to help get people the news out there to help them know it is going to be stressful. It is going to be a life-changing event that will happen.
A big enough life-changer, it's hoped, to help journalists who cover violent crime perhaps deliver the news with more sensitivity. Before leaving the range with my souvenir target, I asked Ingham County Sheriff Gene Rigglesworth about the rash of gun violence that occurred in America over the last year and what he thinks meaningful gun control legislation should include.
Well, the thing that we need to do as it relates to gun control, we don't have to worry about John Q. Citizen. They're not going to do something stupid. The people we have to worry about are the people that have mental problems. And right now, it's an exclusion if you've been deemed mentally ill. You cannot get a gun permit if that's the case. The trouble is there's no way for us to determine that. There's no database that we can query. You can ask them, but of course they're not going to tell you they're mentally ill. So the person, we issue a permit to them and they go out and do something stupid, then we look like idiots. But the problem is there's got to be some type of a database, in my opinion, that we could include in our background check to make that an exclusion. It doesn't exist today.
Is that happening in dialogue about legislation, state or federal, that you're aware of?
Both. We've had that discussion at the state level, recently met with Senator Levin at the national level and had that very discussion. So it's out there. They're aware of it.
Hopefully it'll come to fruition.
Let's hope.
For Current State, this is Kevin Lavery.